in the distance. An exchange of blaster fire could be heard. Evidently, the Sith out in the hangar had finally realized they had trouble in the parts locker and launched an attack.
"Be right there," Jaina called.
She slowly withdrew her support from under Ben's arm.
"Can you move on your own?"
Ben took his own weight, calling on the Force to fortify his injured leg, and using a Jedi meditation technique to handle the pain. When his knee did not buckle, he removed his arm from her shoulders.
"I'm good."
He gestured at the blaster burn in her side.
"How about you?"
Jaina glanced down at the hole.
"A little trouble breathing," she said, "but not much blood loss. I'll be fine."
"Are you sure?"
Ben asked.
"Because if you're having trouble breathing..."
"I'm fine,"
Jaina insisted. She gave him a look that suggested she might be talking to a 5-year-old.
"I've been doing this a long time."
With that, she nudged him forward, and together they limped cautiously around the crater. When no Sith Lords emerged from hiding to attack them, they fell in behind Jycella and went forward to the interface station. Luke and Master Horn were crouched behind the service counter, ducking force lightning and trading blaster fire with a rapidly growing contingent of Sith warriors out in the repair bay. Rowdy was still plugged into the data socket, tweeting and chirping and rocking back and forth on his treads in what looked suspiciously close to frustration. As they drew near, Ben and his two companions began to add their own fire to the storm of flying bolts, and Ben went to crouch next to his father. He fired blindly over the counter 3 times, then dropped out of sight as a flurry of bolts came streaking back over his head.
"Problems?"
he asked.
"You could say that,"
Luke replied, almost yelling to make himself heard over the screeching torrent.
"Rowdy seems to think that all of the interface panels have been disabled."
"So?"
Ben popped his head up and saw a white orb sailing toward the parts locker. Trusting his aim to the Force, he opened fire, and he was rewarded with an orange fireball as the grenade detonated 20 meters from the counter.
"It's not like we can get out there to use another one anyway."
"No,"
Corrin said, dropping back behind the counter with a pinging depletion alarm and ejecting his useless power cell.
"You're not understanding. It's not just the hangar stations that are disabled. It's all of them, in the entire Jedi Temple."
Ben's heart sank, but it was Jycella who asked,
"Then how are we going to lower the shields and get the blast doors open?"
No one spoke for a moment. Then Ben said,
"There's only one way, at least if we want to open them all at once."
He turned toward the corner of the parts locker, where Valen Horn was still dragging his lightsaber blade through the durasteel wall, just putting the final touches on the bolt hole.
"Rowdy needs to talk directly to the temple computer."
His father nodded.
"We need to enter the computer core itself."
Luke signaled Ben and Jaina to lead the way toward Valen's bolt hole.
"And you can bet the Sith will be expecting us."